Right now, I've got a public service announcement to people like me.
Okay. Wait, you're announcing stuff to you?
Yeah, well, our producer came with this story today, and I'm actually not happy about it because it's really ruined my way of life. Remember I told you my superpower is I can go to the toilet whenever.
Yeah.
Yes, you can force yourself to go on cue. That and your unsensitive nipples.
Yeah. Thank you. I can go whenever I need to go.
That's
I
the
can
peeing, just go. By the way, not the nipples.
Yeah.
Sound
yeah.
They're not just leaking profusely and you can't tell because there's no sensitivity.
You can hang off my nipples and I won't even know.
Yeah.
Have a body swing.
Have chins off them.
Exactly.
You could peg your doona to his nipples to give it a bit of drying time. Feel it.
But a doctor has come out. Alicia Jeffrey Thomas, a pelvic floor physical therapist from Boston, has come out and said, the just-in-case wee is a big no-no.
That is a staple with parents especially.
Yep, yep.
Go just in case we get in the car.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
Just in case. I'll just go just in case. Apparently it's a big no-no. You want to know why? Well, here's her explaining it on none other than TikTok.
Your bladder basically has three levels of sensation of filling. So this first one is just an awareness level that tells you that there's some urine in the bladder. The second one is actually the one that tells you to make a plan to use the toilet. And then the third one is kind of the panic button that says, get me there right now, I'm about to overflow. If we're going just in case, it means before we actually get an urge to use the toilet. And so if we're doing this all the time, over time, this compresses those three levels together. And so the difference between feeling like there's some urine in your bladder and feeling that panic button like you're about to pee your pants is going to happen in a much shorter amount of time.
So there's three layers. So it's
oh
like your body,
my God.
Yeah. So basically, if you're doing that all the time, your body is never filling itself up.
No, yes. It's sending the message when it's half full, just like, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't get that sensitivity of, okay, no, I don't need to go right now because it's all going to become smooshed into one. Always panic
button. Your brain doesn't know. Your body doesn't want. And this, I think, has happened to me because I do always go, oh, should I go? Even talking about weeing right now, I need to go to the toilet.
Playing that sound effect,
I always need to go. And I think I've just damaged it so hard.
You've got to train it back up.
How do I do that? I love that she has dedicated her life specifically to the pelvic floor.
Yeah.
That's very kind of her. But yes, what's the solution? She's come with us with the problem. Because I reckon a lot of people would have done
this.
From a young age,
I blame my mum, who's always like, go just in case on long car trips or whatever.
Yeah, now I'm 31 and I'm peeing all the time.
God.
Yeah. I'm not a specialist on this, but I have heard this and read about it, and you can retrain it back.
Okay.
So,
is that with the Kegels?
With the, yeah?
The Kegels? That's what they tell ladies to do.
Oh, right.
Just while you're sitting, I do Kegels a lot in
What's
the studio.
Kegels?
You never notice.
Is that where you like compress in?
Yeah, tense.
Yeah, tense in, yes.
Clench, unclench.
Clench, unclench.
Clench, unclench.
Your pelvic floor.
With the pelvic floor.
Yeah, you should. Is that what?
Is that what you're meant to do?
No, not Kegels.
Okay.
You just retrain it literally by holding on because then what happens is it'll realize that. You'll feel like it's really urgent, but hold on, I haven't peed myself. And then your bladder will actually continue to fill, and then it'll start resetting the markers in your bladder for those sensors.
Oh, it's as much your brain as it is the actual
it's
feeling.
Funny, because when I told you when I was a kid, I used to go like video stores. Happens to me when I go to like a pharmacy or a Woolies. I don't need to go to the toilet. The minute I go into somewhere where I feel like I can't, I need to.
Yes.
Yeah. It happened yesterday. I needed to go. I was like, it was almost like panic, like level three. The minute I walked out of the store, gone.
But your bladder can hold, I think, between like 500 and 800 mils.
Right.
And so you can hold on a lot longer than you think you can.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah, like, Morgan, my partner, she's a nurse. I famously call her a camel because she can hold on for so long. Like,
because they
surgery,
need to, yeah.
She'll be in surgery sometimes in theatre for 8 hours. And I went to the toilet once today. I'm like, what? What? I weed four times in my 3-hour radio show.